Hello and welcome to Five Writers 5 Minutes. We are a podcast and a YouTube channel helping inspire writers and sharing all of our writers' tips. We are all professional writers. My name is Zanny Louise.
I'm Deborah Abella.
I'm Leanne Tanner.
I'm Sarah Armstrong.
I'm Tristan Banks.
So my question for you guys today is, why is writing so hard sometimes? And I suppose on the back of that, what do you do about it when it is? Deb, what do you find hard about writing?
Everything. And I do, like, seriously, everything. I like actually working with kids and letting them know that, you know, I'm someone who's written 30 books. We all together collectively, we've written a lot of books. I find writing really hard, and I always feel encouraged when I hear other authors say that as well, because I just think, you, but your work's a genius and wonderful. So what do we do about it? Because I think that's the important thing. Some books are easier to write than others. The book that I'm writing now is just slow. It's like I'm pulling every single word out of some hard, invisible rock somewhere. I think what you have to do is sometimes a part of the novel or a part of your story will write itself more quickly. Go to that. Like, don't feel like you have to always start at the beginning. If you've got a really exciting chase scene that you're kind of really looking forward to write, just go straight to that. And the other stuff will kind of tend to build around it. And of course, just generally starting with an idea that you are excited about. Do little bursts, you know, don't feel like, oh, I've got to finish the whole story right at the same time. And also sometimes I do just go for a walk, or I tell someone my story out loud.
Mm. I like
it. Yeah, I find there are very definitely times when I find writing extra hard. If I haven't done enough dreaming around an idea first, like if I haven't done the background work and I'm sort of launching into trying to write this story without knowing about it, then I somehow can't see the pictures in my mind that help me to write it. Also, if I'm being too hard on myself and I'm trying to write something new straight after I've finished the last thing, then it's really hard. If I'm not clear about my character's motives, what they want and why they want it, and if I'm trying to push the story in a direction it doesn't want to go, you know, if I've got this preconception about where the story goes, but that's not actually where it's supposed to go. So all those times are extra hard for me. But I think sometimes it's hard for none of these reasons. Sometimes it's just hard because we're trying to create a story where nothing existed before, and that can be really hard work. The reassuring thing for me is that it doesn't show up in the final writing. You know, sometimes something is really, really hard to write, and then I read it afterwards and I can't tell which were the blood from a stone bits and which were the bits that flowed easily. So sometimes it's just hard. Sarah.
Yeah, thanks, Lane. Look, I think sometimes writing feels hard if we forget that it takes time to write. If we have this expectation that it's just going to come out and be working 100% in the first draft and ready to go, you know, if we forget that, the writing takes time and takes rewriting, it feels harder. When I remember that, it doesn't feel so hard because it's okay then that it's a bit wobbly and dodgy, you know? And I think that's true of short stories as much as it's true of a novel. So, yeah, I think sometimes it's also hard trying to figure out how to make something exciting or how to end it. I've recently found it really hard to end a novel. I found that really tricky trying to figure out the ending. And I just gave myself time. I just didn't try and force it or make myself sort of complete the ending in a day. I just gave it a couple of weeks and then I found the ending. So I think it's just expectations, not expecting too much of ourselves when we're writing and understanding the process and that the first draft's always a bit wobbly. Yeah.
It's hard for many, many reasons. Like everything that you have all said, I agree with all of those reasons why it's difficult. I think that also distraction is a huge... I see I got distracted momentarily before I even said that, but distraction is a huge thing. I think, you know, if you were a writer a few decades ago, probably going to the letterbox was about the only way that you could get something coming in, right? And you'd go out, I mean, do you go to the letterbox 50 times in the day hoping that the postman's been or something? Whereas we, you know, hit that thing for email or just something that's going to rescue us from the peril of this thing that we've got, this story that we've got to create out of nothing. And so I think for me, distraction, you know, if I can start the day and stay away from my phone, not crack that seal, not get into any kind of social media or email or whatever, because as soon as I have, it's all downhill for me. So I feel like if I can stay in that dreamlike state that you are when you first wake up, and you can write in a notebook, or you can get out on the back deck and you can just sort of gently start thinking about your story, I feel like that's a great way to make writing a bit easier and a bit more immersive as well, without all the crazy distractions.
Oh, I love all these tips. That's really inspired me. I mean, for me personally, I don't find the act of writing hard. And I know there's lots of kids who don't either. Like, they just love sitting down, just smashing out a story. They get so much joy and pleasure out of writing something. That's how I feel every time I'm at the page. I don't feel that, you know, blood from a stone so much. But I hear what you're saying, absolutely. It's about, what I find hard is finishing something, like you said, Sarah, or like you say, Tristan, having the discipline to just sit down and get those words out. So I love everything you've said today. Thank you. You've definitely helped me. So subscribe, follow, share, comment, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, if you find writing hard, hopefully you've taken something from our conversation today that'll help you on your merry way. Ultimately, it's about coming back to finding that joy of writing. I know that's what's gotten all of us through to the very end, and hopefully it will inspire you as well. See you next time.
Bye. Bye. Bye.